welcome to another fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and before we go any further, guess what this week's nerdy giveaway is? All right, I'll give you a hint. Think Raspberry Pi expansion board. Oh yes, I am giving away a GERT board to one lucky listener, courtesy of Fish Fry's sponsor, Newark Element 14. This board is an expansion board for the Raspberry Pi and is pretty gosh darn fantastic. So, if you want to enter to win a GERT board of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry, or you can click the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page that says, Enter to win a GERT board, courtesy of Newark Element 14. You can go there now. We'll wait. Oh, and if you want to know why it's called a GERT board, you might want to listen to my interview just a few months ago with GERT himself. I put a link below. I'm just saying. This week we're talking about tools. Not just any kind of tools. Tools to make your life better, your health stronger, and your job easier. And it's all in one pill. Hey. Okay. No, that's not exactly true, but gosh darn it, wouldn't that be nice? Okay, a quick survey of my audience. Have you ever known anyone, including yourself, I guess, that has had malaria? I know, wow, deep subject, and Fish Fry's just started. Well, I have. I had a former coworker that got malaria while in Tunisia, and his experience was pretty brutal. Fortunately for him, his infection was diagnosed pretty early in its progression. That is certainly not the case for most of the world's malarial patients. Did you know that there were 219 million documented cases of malaria in 2010, according to the World Health Organization? That year, between 660,000 and 1.2 million people died from the disease, many of whom were young children in Africa. Early detection is the key to saving lives with malaria. And were you wondering where the electronic engineering connection was in this story? Well, a team of researchers from MIT have just found a new way to detect malaria much earlier than ever before. You see, this team at MIT have found a way to detect the earliest stage of malarial infection by measuring the changes in the infected blood cells' electrical properties. They have built an experimental microfluidic device that uses a drop of blood that is then streamed across an electrode. Then, by measuring that electrical signal, the resulting signal can determine a differentiation between infected cells and uninfected cells. Okay, let's step back here a second. When the malaria parasite, Plasmodium falciparum, that'd be a good band name, wouldn't it? Next up, that's okay. Anyway, when it infects a red blood cell, that cell becomes more rigid and magnetic. But these changes are only detectable or easily detectable when this disease is in its first stage. When the disease progresses, these intercellular changes are much harder to diagnose. The researchers at MIT had an idea to look at the electrical impedance in malaria-affected cells as a signal of diagnosis. You see, many different kinds of infection, AIDS, malaria, to name just a few, alter the cell's impedance. So measuring the electrical resistance across the cell membrane can give a big clue about where in the infection cycle the disease has progressed, and more importantly, what treatment steps must be taken. Traditionally, medical techs in the past have used visual detection to determine malarial infection by observing blood smears through a microscope. More recently, however, the World Health Organization has supported the use of rapid diagnostic tests that detect an antigen to the parasite in the blood. But this new method of detection goes even farther than those other tests. Since this new detection method can, for the first time, differentiate among the three major stages of malarial development, this device can also be used to differentiate cells infected with the parasite when it's still in its transmission phase. So, of course, this MIT team is chock full of experts in circuit design, material science, microbiology, and microfluidics, and have taken some huge steps to stem not only the progression of malaria, but also, for the first time, its transmission. But further steps need to be taken. This team at MIT are now looking to integrate this technology into a small, low-cost package. Of course, aren't we all looking for that small, low-cost form factor? I mean, really? I think the tide is turning for malaria. Well, at least I hope it is. If you want to check out even more information about this new prototype device that can detect early-stage malaria, check out the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. But what about those of us who don't have malaria? Well, let's transition into making your engineering life a little easier. And more specifically, your FPGA verification life. Let's chat with Shaquille Giawoodi from Blue Pearl Software about how they can simplify the debug of your next FPGA. I also want to know about Blue Pearl's special Xilinx tool suite and learn how we can get ourselves some Blue Pearl software in a whole new way. Thank you so much for joining me today, Shaquille.
Thank you, Amelia. Thank you for having me.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, give me the who, what, and where, and how of Blue Pearl Software.
Blue Pearl Software is an EDA company based in Santa Clara, California. We are about 25 people. Our goal is to lead the FPGA verification category. As FPGAs are becoming more complex, designers cannot afford to debug their product in the lab. We have tools that effectively help them debug way early in the design cycle with as little effort as possible so they can get their product out in time.
So let's talk about that FPGA design tool specifically. Recently, I saw you guys came out with a Xilinx customized tool. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely right. In fact, when we're looking at FPGA designers, for some of them, the expert FPGA designers, they've been doing FPGAs for a long time, but now it's becoming more and more complex, and they cannot afford to debug in the lab or even wait for a synthesis tool to give them some of the incompatibilities or even simulation, because simulation and synthesis take a long time, those hours versus minutes. Things like state machines, how do you simulate those state machines? How do you find if you're going through all the states and it's complete? So those are the things that can be coded, can be put in a linting tool. So when we work with Xilinx management, we understand that a lot of reactive issues that the AEs have to deal with all the time as FPGAs are becoming more complex. So we came across Xilinx methodology checklist, and when we look at that, lots of those checklists can be put in a linting tool. So we work closely with Xilinx and their management to implement those checks into our product. That meant two things. One is taking the list of things and creating a package into our tool, and also looking at ways that can help the AEs and the Xilinx customers to simplify the way they do debugging, how we present the results, how do we help them get to exactly where the problem is and fix it quickly. So that's what we announced this week. We have a version where we've implemented the Xilinx methodology checklist, and it's available to every Xilinx user.
Fantastic. Now, recently I also read that you guys are part of the ARM Avnet Embedded Software Store. Tell me more about that.
That's correct. Blue Pearl being a small company and we have a software that's easy to use, we wanted to follow the trend where we make our tools available to a wider market without maybe human interaction. So when we came across the Avnet ARM embedded store, where they're putting a lot of the pieces of the puzzle for people to do embedded systems available online, you can have the hardware, the boards, the processors, the software. It felt like a good idea to have an EDA verification tool also available on the store online. We worked with the team at Avnet and ARM, and they really like what they saw on what we have, and we are the first EDA tool available on that store, and we're very proud of that. So now, as ARM and Avnet are reaching their customer base, their prospects, people can buy our tools online. If they already have an account with Avnet, for example, it's just a click-through.
That's really great. So, Shaquille, I have traveled more this year than I have in many, many years put together. What is your favorite place in the world to travel to?
My favorite place is a small island called Mauritius. It's the Indian Ocean, and it's same latitude as Hawaii, but it's 23 degrees south. So you have the same type of fruits, beautiful beaches, wonderful people like me. It's a great spot for vacation.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Shaquille. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Amelia.
Okay, so what if you're doing a consumer electronics design? Speaking of which, did you know that EE Journal just launched a consumer electronics newsletter? It's true. Okay, so what if you want to design the newest and the greatest high-resolution display into your next mobile device? Where would you go for more information? Where would you even start? Well, worry no longer. Here. That's where you would start. In my newest episode of Chalk Talk, titled Advanced Smart Display Solutions, I'm chatting with Pavel Klinger about GlobalFoundry solutions for the next generation of high-resolution smartphone displays. It's super cool. You should check it out. Now, by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page entitled Advanced Smart Display Solutions, or by checking out the on-demand section of eejournal.com. All right, just in case you were not quite certain about entering this week's nerdy giveaway for a GERT board, courtesy of Newark Element 14, or heck, if you just want to know more information about this super cool giveaway, let me fill you in on some of the details. This bad boy is a flexible experimenter board that plugs directly into your Raspberry Pi and out into the physical world, allowing you to detect and respond to external physical events. Detect and output analog voltages, drive powerful motors, detect switch presses, illuminate LEDs and drive relays, all controlled by your own Raspberry Pi. The GERT board plugs directly into the Raspberry Pi GPIO socket, contains a motor controller capable of controlling a motor bidirectionally, and also includes an Atmel 18Mega 328 MCU for running off-board programs, which are written, compiled, and uploaded to the GERT board from the Raspberry Pi. If you want any further information about this super cool board, click the link on this week's Fish Frying page, and again, you can win a GERT board of your very own by heading on over to element14.com/fishfry. Now, I know we all have pretty cluttered Facebook feeds. I know I do. But what if your Facebook feed actually had some useful information in it? Like breaking electronics industry news, white papers, EE Journal feature articles. It'd be like a nice engineering oasis in the vast intellectual desert of Facebook. You can get all of this and more by liking EE Journal on Facebook at facebook.com/EE Journal. You can also check out our tweets at EE Journal TFM and even join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 23rd, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.